Lizbeth, Lizbeth, last name Ozornio. First name is Lizbeth. She was born 10-2-2010. Our patient is a 20-year-old young lady who comes in today with lower abdominal pain. Patient states that she has had abnormal periods since she started her period. The paragraph last one she had was in September. Then she had a small one in December, and now she's having cramps in the lower abdomen. Patient is not married but lives with a fellow at home, never been pregnant. Medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, allergy amoxil, social no smoking, no drinking, doesn't work. Immunization for COVID, none. Today, her pregnancy test is negative. She's in no distress. 149 pounds, 99%, 97.8, 16, 90, 119 over 70, heart positive, two lungs, cut abdomen, soft mixture, everything skin shows no rash. Lower extremity ultrasound shows no evidence of ovarian cyst and no fibroids. Abdominal ultrasound, upper abdomen is within normal limits. Number one, pelvic pain. Number two, urinalysis within normal limits, except for pH is 6 and small blood, amount of blood. Number three, she believes it's related to starting her period. Nevertheless, I'm going to treat her for possible STD, possible urinary tract infection. Next number, she does not want an injection, so I didn't give her Rocephin. Next number, I weighed antibiotics that would both work for STD and her urinary tract infection. I think doxycycline is the best choice, even though it doesn't have great coverage for UTI. I don't believe her symptoms are related to UTI. We're going to treat her with doxycycline, 100 milligrams twice a day. Next number, once again, pregnancy test is negative. Next number, refused Rocephin. Next number, Motrin 800 TID. Next number, Nexium for nausea. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Next number, she tells me that she's thought about getting on birth control pills after we talked about birth control pills to regulate her period, and she wants to get a second opinion from OB-GYN before she does that. Next number, she's going to see an OB-GYN before she comes back here. Next number, I told her it's best to repeat her urine at the OB-GYN doctor as well, and she understands. Thank you.